If you want your teeth to start chattering, listen to a story told to me by good friend and professional outfitter Bill Burnett. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
Took off on an archery elk hunt with two guys. We left our base camp that was 5 miles away from the horse trailer in the middle of a downpour, which was probably the first sign that we shouldn't be going anywhere. We went from our base camp up to a spike camp that was about 7 miles away, going from 5,200 feet to 9,400 feet in the third week of September. As we started going up this mountain through the rain gradually started turning to sleet, and the sleet gradually started turning to snow until finally we got to the top. At that point, there's no turning back, more than halfway in. And so we decided to spend the night up top, wait it out, and hunt our way out in the morning. And then the weather would turn back and forth all night. It would go from snow to rain to snow to rain. And so everything was getting soaking wet and then freezing and then getting soaking wet again. We were up there with just our little bivvies. It was me and two hunters. And about 1 a.m., I hear a grown man just start shrieking about how he's going hypothermic. And I crawl out of my bivvy, see what's going on. And the guy's just soaked to the bone. Everything he owns is drenched. His bivvy failed. He had a down sleeping bag that was completely soaked. No extra clothes. So all the clothes he was wearing, base flares, everything, soaked to the bone. There's nowhere to go. We're 7 miles from base camp in the middle of the night.
Like Bill said, probably shouldn't have gone off in the middle of a rainstorm. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.